Hello, this is Harrow Geordie with another one of my occasional audio boos. This time I am reviewing a Bluetooth speaker, the JBL Flip, which I bought last week. I'm going to talk, or I will show you how easy it is to use, how you compare it with your device, and talk a bit about its sound quality and what I think of it overall. So, first of all, a little bit about the unit. I'm just going to grab it now. It's a slightly unusual shape. It's a cylinder type shape. Comes in a little neoprene pouch, which I will undo and get it out. Doesn't weigh very much and is very, very portable, and that's the purpose of it. And the reason it's called the Flip is it can be used in one of two ways. You can either use it lying down flat, in which case the controls, of which there are only three, would be at the left-hand end as it's sitting down on its rubber feet. It's got a power on-off button, which when you hold it doubles as the pairing button. And it's got that's slightly indented. It's got a volume button, which is a long button, a toggle button. One end is up, the other end is down, and then it's got a protruding button, again another round one, and that switches you between speakerphone mode and normal mode. By default it would be in normal mode. The speakerphone, the device also has a microphone, so it allows you to make calls and use FaceTime, etc. So, first of all, we'll power it up. And you'll notice it does make some quite musical noises, so that indicates that it's powered on. I'm now going to pair it with my iPod. So this is the list of my Bluetooth devices. So that means it's in pairing mode, that double beep. Here it is. JBL Flip comes up in the Bluetooth device list. Double tap on that on the iPod Touch. It should connect any minute.
Philips Fidelio M1BT. Not connected. Button.
And that noise means that it's connected. After which, we can play some music. And typically it has. Oh yeah.
Home. Settings. Double tap to open.
I'll stop it there. That's just a little blast of The Cure. Sound quality we'll move on to now. I think this is pretty good for its size. It's pitched to compete with people or other speakers such as the Jawbone Mini Jambox, the UE Boom, which is considerably more expensive, as is the Jawbone, and other very small portable speakers of that type. And I would say it holds up admirably, if I can say it. The sound is very clear, very precise. The treble has a slight hard edge to it, if there's one criticism, but I think we can forgive it that, because it does sound excellent. It's very rhythmic, it's very enthusiastic, and is happy playing all types of music, and has a surprisingly big sound for such a small unit. The stereo separation could be better, but then, having said that, as the thing is only about 15-20 centimetres long, you can't expect brilliant separation. Also, it doesn't seem that much worse if you stand it up on its end with the volume controls and such like on the top. There's a rubber foot or rubber ring on the bottom face of it if you want to do it that way, and that keeps it steady-ish. Although, it, because of the design, it is a touch unstable. Round the back, there are two sockets. There's a line in for if you're going to use it as a wired device, and there is also a charging port which you need to plug the mains charger into. The battery life is quoted at 5 hours. I can't verify that one way or the other yet because I haven't used it enough, but I would suggest it's accurate. And it comes in a variety of colours. Mine is a black one. Now, here's the good news. There's a new model of this out called the JBL Flip 2. This has a couple of enhancements. So, first of all, they've upped the output power ever so slightly. Secondly, they've given it NFC capability, so you can just tap your device against it if you have a suitable smartphone. These tend to be Android phones, such as the HTC One, Samsung Galaxy S4, I think. I could go on. And it that's meant to make pairing easier, although in practice, because the process is so easy anyway, who cares? The iPhone and the iPod Touch, which I have, don't have that capability, but I don't think that's a big deal. They've also given it a micro USB port on the back, which you use for charging. And that has the advantage that you can either plug it into your computer or you can plug it into a power adapter. I believe they supply one with it as well. So you can do either. With this, if you forget your mains adapter, if you've gone away on holiday, then you're a little bit sunk. But other than that, that would be my only slight reservation. In terms of the price, though, here's the good news. The older model was £100 when it was released and is now available at a significant price cut. So I got mine for £45, which I think is more than fair for the sound quality you get. So that's my impression of this Bluetooth speaker. Highly worth investigating, I would suggest. This is Harrow Geordie saying bye-bye for now.